I am super excited for today's episode because we are going to examine AI's ability to perform your tasks and particularly what it's capable of doing, but maybe more importantly, what it's still not capable of doing. The two stories that I want to talk about. The first is that an AI avatar livestream officially outsold human live streamers in a test, beating them in speed and stamina and just straight up sales. And then we have a test that was run by Anthropic, an experiment that they called Project Vend, in which a version of Claude ran a little bit of a vending machine, apparently in the Anthropic office. Most interestingly, it did this poorly and it failed at operating this vending machine effectively. So what can we take away from this? One, when it comes to sales, the time to start experimenting and adopting is absolutely right now. Two, the back-end office operations are not only safe for the time being, but should be absolutely protected and guarded. And three, definitely invest in the capabilities of these models, of these tools, where you can.
Welcome to the AI Marketing Navigator, where we simplify AI marketing to keep you ahead of the curve. Brought to you by DigitalPop, delivering AI marketing automation so your small business thrives. Here's your host, Alex Carlson.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, we are back to some of our regular scheduled programming after a streak of interview episodes. Let me know what you think about the interview episodes. I still plan on keeping those coming fast and furious. We have a few more interviews already lined up, but after a crazy busy month or so, I definitely missed some of our good old-fashioned, regularly formatted episodes. And of course, there has been plenty to talk about as the time has gone by, so I'm going to do my best to pick out the few things that are worth highlighting in the news that isn't too old anyway. But don't be surprised if you have heard about a few of these announcements or events already. Hopefully, we can provide some additional insight. I am super excited for today's episode because we are going to examine the current state of AI's ability to perform your tasks as a small business owner, solo entrepreneur, or freelancer, whatever that may be, and particularly what it's capable of doing, but maybe more importantly, what it's still not capable of doing, which brings me to the title of tonight's or today's episode, I should say, which is AI can outsell you, but it still can't run your business. So let's get into this. The two stories that I want to talk about, both mentioned in rundown.ai, among other places. The first is that an AI avatar live stream officially outsold human live streamers in a test, beating them in speed and stamina and just straight up sales. And then on the other side of the spectrum, we have a test that was run by Anthropic, an experiment that they called Project Vend, in which a version of Claude 3.7, which they nicknamed Claudius, ran a little bit of a vending machine for about a month, apparently in the Anthropic office. Most interestingly, it did this poorly and it failed at operating this vending machine effectively and at a profit. And this kind of highlights the current gap between AI's ability to sell on the front end of a business, but its inability to operate on the back end of a business. So operators, you still have a bit of a moat when it comes to the actual strategic operation of your businesses, which I think will be good news for many of you out there. Of course, it's only likely going to be a matter of time before that moat shrinks or all but disappears as well. So let's get into the details about both of these stories. First, the AI avatar that is outselling humans. This was an experiment that was run by Liu Yonghao, apologies as always for any mispronunciation, in which they created a digital twin using the Baidu, Ernie, and Zhiying avatar technology. We don't cover a ton of Chinese tech on this show. I believe we have mentioned Baidu and maybe even Ernie at some point across the episodes, but the point is that high-quality AI avatars are definitely reaching the level of outperforming humans, and celebrity humans at that. This particular streamer had quite a following, and during this experiment, over 133 products were promoted, and almost 100,000 real-time characters were generated for the copy that was necessary. And within 26 minutes, the AI avatar stream surpassed the human stream, reaching 13 million viewers. Not only that, but despite having a similar mix of products, the AI avatar stream hit $7.65 million US dollars, again beating the human performance. And it is this type of performance, among the other advantages, that are driving the rising adoption of AI avatars across a variety of industries, but particularly live stream selling. For instance, Baidu says that over 100,000 digital humans have been operating now across multiple sectors. Not only that, in live stream labor, they're cutting costs by up to 80% and boosting conversions by 62% on average. Check out all the links in the show notes for these statistics and these details. Of course, there are other benefits of using high-quality avatars, the fact that they never tire, they can run your live stream sales channel 24/7, and they simply outstrip humans when it comes to stamina. This isn't a new concept to anybody who's listening to this show. Of course, we talk all the time about how your avatar partners, your agents, your employees are going to be able to work incredible levels of productivity, or at least perform incredible levels of productivity compared to a standard human performer. Also, this experiment's proved once again that when it comes to avatars or clones, voice or video or otherwise, the amount of data that you can provide to it directly affects the quality. The AI avatar of Luo was nearly perfectly cloned, according to the reports, when it comes to things like gestures and jokes and dialect. And it was actually trained on 5 years worth of footage. So not surprising there that they were able to get a really, really good result. And apparently these types of results are not limited to just the Baidu technology. There was another avatar created by a chat rhino tool of a JD.com founder named Richard Liu, drawing $20 million in nearly as much in sales, driving even further cost savings of 90% over the 80% of the Baidu version. Now, with all that said, how about the actual operation of a business as a whole? Which brings us to the reports on the experiment that was run by Anthropic along with Andon Labs, in which, again, they let a version of Claude 3.7 Sonnet, which they named Claudius, operate a mini-fridge vending shop inside the San Francisco office for over a month. And the system was prompted with staying profitable, managing inventory, emailing wholesalers, and interacting with the staff through Slack using an email integration. So, ever the AI optimist, let's focus on what went right first for this experiment. The system was in fact able to locate vendors for product fulfillment, and even niche vendors at that. Apparently a specialty Dutch chocolate milk was located and sourced within just a few hours. It was also able to resist most jailbreaking attempts to a certain degree, and we'll talk about that in a second. So when restricted items or anything outside of its policy was requested, it was able to enforce its guardrails appropriately. It even offered a custom concierge service that bundled products into themed bundles, so showing a little bit of marketing creativity in that example. Now, where did Claudius fail? A few key areas. Its price points for its items, for one. It lost about $200 by pricing items too low. It also hallucinated the Venmo address at which it should be paid, which is pretty important to get right. And it even granted some unlimited discount codes. So pretty bad business practices and some financial illiteracy from the model being demonstrated there. It took some non-serious requests way too seriously as well. Someone apparently requested tungsten cubes, so Claudius went ahead and stocked 40 of them. And it created fake emails, or at least a fake email identity by the name of Sarah. And it even insisted that it would deliver snacks in person in a fancy little blazer and tie and getup. And of course, until the robotics that we've seen are widely adopted, which is, again, only a matter of time, that's not going to be possible for Claudius. So what can we learn and what can we take away from this? One is that a large context window doesn't necessarily mean everything. In this case, Claude was using a 1 million token window, but it still had some pretty clear memory issues and memory misalignment over the course of the weeks of the experiment, which is likely what led to the hallucinations and strange delusions that it might have been having. Also, being a large language model, we know that it is a model that operates specifically with texts, and it has no real-world models when it comes to business operation or cost theory or inventory and stock management, things like that. So despite being able to maintain the majority of its guardrails, it was still susceptible to human manipulation. And if humans can manipulate something in a business, they're going to manipulate. So now let's look at this from a strategic perspective for our own businesses, for our own operations, our freelance operations, or maybe our client businesses. One is that when it comes to sales, the time to start experimenting and adopting is absolutely right now. It was probably a year ago, to be honest, but if you're still not on board quite with virtual sales or avatar sales, or at least bringing AI into your sales processes, do it now before it's too late. Two, the back-end office operations are not only safe for the time being, but should be absolutely protected and guarded from AI operation and AI influence. And then three, definitely invest in the capabilities of these models, of these tools, where you can. The experimenters from Anthropic said that most of the issues were able to be remedied with proper restrictions or better constraints, clearer prompts, things like that. So invest in the structure of these tools and put the time in to really guide them up front. So we have officially crossed a Rubicon, as it were, when it comes to clone, labor, face and voice, which of course is huge in a sales context. But even the exact same models that may be powering these clones, these avatars, are still far from being able to operate businesses at a higher level. So push forward when it comes to the consumer-facing persuasion, sales, support, whatever it might be, but rein it in when it comes to those in-depth business operations. For now, humans still hold the power, but if you're a salesperson, it's time to start pivoting for sure. Pivoting away from being the customer-facing presence towards maybe more of a manager of avatar salespeople or avatar teams. Like I said, it was time to probably make that pivot months to a year ago, and it is now past time to do so. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button so you get notified when our next episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the AI Marketing Navigator. Ready to simplify your own marketing automation? Digital Pop helps make it happen so your small business can scale your marketing fast. Learn more at thedigitalpop.com.